Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter how much money we make, there's always a few things that we refuse to stop doing, and luckily, I've got them all right here.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more poor people habits that are actually just smart living. My pappy was born in 1936 in Shelbyville, Illinois. His parents were farmers. I swear it's got to have something to do with going through the Great Depression or being a farmer or both, but we never threw nothing away. In fact, if we saw a screen door set out for the trash man, we'd stop and pick it up. What were we going to do with it? Who the hell knows? But that behavior stuck with me. Only I've modified the game a bit. See, when food delivery drivers leave goods outside a building door, first I check for any residents, and then I check for cameras. If the coast is clear, I take it. That's how you save a buck and stay well fed. I haven't paid for a meal in years.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear God.
The more you know.
So this was actually...
I do like the idea of him sneaking around, stealing cans, stealing food off people.
Lives in a condo building.
Delicious little snack. So this was actually a Reddit thread of when they asked, what's a poor people habit that's actually just smart living? This person says, first step before any non-staple purchase, an unnecessary argument for myself as to why it isn't necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I have that. This is why we don't need this. I'm still going to do it, but here's why it's not a good idea why we do this.
Basically, what you're saying is, can I carry around the financial guilt of making this purchase?
Correct.
9 times out of 10, the answer is yes.
How about this? You guys ever buy yourself a yogurt and it's got that little peel top on it?
Yeah.
And you open the thing up, what's the first thing that you do?
Lick the top,
Lick
man.
The damn top to maximize the value.
I'm not doing it to maximize the value. Yeah. I'm doing it to maximize the taste. You're not wasting any, that is true, but my motivation is I really like this and there's enough on here that I want.
As long as it's a one-serving thing.
You're going to
throw away that top anyway.
Oh, I've seen my kids, like, you know, have mayonnaise on the side of the jar and lick it. I'm like, easy.
Come on now. Shared household. How about this?
Just do it when I'm not looking.
Something.
Buying meat when it goes on sale, portioning it into useful amounts, and then freezing it for later.
I have definitely done that.
Oh, yeah.
That's when Costco gets me, because they figured this out. So now they sell packs that are in their own little individually...
We've done the work for them.
Hell yeah.
Right? That's it.
Exactly. Single serving.
Exactly. The problem is that those damn bags aren't like perforated or nothing like that, so you have to take scissors and cut them out individually.
They are a pain to open.
And at some point, you're going to break a seal on one of them that you didn't intend to, and then you're going to piss yourself off. This person says, I don't upgrade my phone until it stops being functional.
I'm right there with them.
Yep.
I do my best to stick to that one. However, I think the last time I upgraded my phone was because my wife got a new one and I got jealous.
Oh, really?
I had mine for a good long time. Like, I was well overdue for an upgrade, as they say, aka spend more money on your phone.
That's precisely it.
You have an upgrade. Right, you have the ability to buy another phone from us.
I mean, look, people live and die by their phones. I get it. I'm just not that person. So for me, it's like, man, my phone's got to be on its last legs for me to worry about it.
Right.
I'm with you.
Right. I just don't care. And I do understand that people do. You know, kids get excited. The fact that they can look at my phone and tell me which version of iPhone it is mind-blowing to me. Right. That's an 11. What I'm like, bro, I don't know. It's a phone hell? And it yep. works.
Right. All their friends upgrade, so they know everything that they don't have.
Exactly.
Buying things used if it's an option. Sure. Save thousands on things over the years. That's my old man's deal. He loves Facebook Marketplace. He lives on
I'll never buy a new car ever again.
I won't
I'll go to a dealer, buy a pre-owned, leased, certified car from that dealership, more than likely. And I'm good at 34,000 miles on it.
And saved a crap ton of money on
it. Yes. And I still got a nice car.
Anybody use grocery bags as trash bags?
Absolutely.
I use them as recyclers all the time.
Attaboy.
Yeah, mostly I have a trash can, but like, I don't have a designated like container.
Right.
So just the brown bag I get from QFC. Like as soon as I take my groceries out, it's like, all right, now this is the recycling bag.
Yep.
We've been shopping at the Safeway that's out by my place. Shout out to Jordan. Thank you for bringing out my groceries because they did the curbside delivery that's out there. And we use those bags and we'll use them as litter bags. For the cats.
Yeah.
So just scoop it on in there, and then we'll toss them on.
Because you really want to spend money on a bag where that's its final destination?
That's right.
I don't.
Exactly. Using every single last drop of any product, eating all the food, lotion, cutting open the tube, shrimp shells, soup time.
Well, I use the last of everything.
Toothpaste and lotion,
I don't cut things open. But I definitely, try to get as much out as I can before I give up.
It depends if I have a replacement. A couple of months ago, I did not have another lotion, so I'm like, I'm cutting this bitch open. Exactly. What's crazy is because it's so thick, there's still an S ton of lotion in there. You just can't get it out with a little pump.
Yeah. Right. Can't move.
That's why I steal them from hotels.
Always.
Yes. Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. You know how they always say that, the main reason why this generation isn't wealthy is because of avocado toast and $5 coffees. So this person says I'm making my own coffee.
There you go.
That saves
a lot of money.
Hell yeah.
A lot of money.
Basically, for the price of two or three coffees at whatever coffee place that you go to, you can get yourself a big old tub that'll make a hell of a lot more.
Yes, indeed.
Putting water in the hand soap to make it last longer.
Nah, I haven't done that.
No, not done that.
Oh, really?
I've stretched it for myself, but not as a general rule. If you don't, I just want to wash my hands.
I mean, I did it literally last week just because I hadn't bought more hand soap, and there I was like, I still need to wash my hands.
I had to do it with dish soap 2 weeks ago. I'm like, God.
Damn it.
It is weird. I don't know why, but you're right. Like, when I wash my hands in the kitchen sink, I'm like, I don't know. It just feels weird.
Yeah.
Because it's dish soap.
Yeah.
It's fine. They use it to get oil off of animals.
Mm-hmm. You don't have a hand soap on the counter in the kitchen?
No.
I got one in my kid's bathroom. That's it. No, we do have one in the kitchen. I never use it.
We got one in the kitchen.
What's wrong with people?
Well, I got it. I just don't use it.
I have a wife. That's the only reason why I have one.
Okay.
That is precisely what mine is.
I think I wash my hands too much.
No, not at all. I'm with you. My hands are
clean.
I
wash them all the time in the kitchen with the soap.
Yeah, no matter what happens, if my hands are not clean, I have to wash them. This one says, I've been up and I've been down, and there's one thing that doesn't ever change. You always compare hotel rates.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Now, I will say we have our favorites when it comes to hotels, and so the wife will wait until the price fluctuates a little bit, but she kind of has her.
I mean, look, there's airlines I like, there are hotels I like, but inevitably, you're just a commodity. You get me from point A to point B, so I might like this airline better, but the price difference could be $200 a ticket. Like, guess what, kids? We're taking the one we don't like.
Right. Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. This one you are never allowed to do, but we've all done it throughout the entirety of our lives. When you sneak snacks into the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course, man.
I don't remember the last time I've been to a movie, though.
And look, we don't do it because we're trying to get away with something. We do it because the costs are outrageous.
Yes.
That's literally it. I mean, sporting events, movies. Look, I don't begrudge them for it, but it's like, you do understand we're sneaking this crap in because the prices are stupid.
Yeah. I think if I went as frequent as I did when I was younger, I would do it then.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm good for maybe one movie a year, if that.
Right.
So at that point in time,
I'm like, all right, I'm going to make a lot of noise with this box.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's milk duds like everyone else is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm enjoying myself out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn I'm it. With you. I rarely go to the movies, but
when I do,
I'm going to splurge.
Yeah. It's got to be something good. Like, actually, I might go to the movies here soon because I want to see that F1 movie.
Nice.
All right.
Attaboy. Poor people habits that are actually just smart living. This one says turning off the lights when I leave the room. That is truly just smart living. Just turn off the damn lights.
Does anybody leave them on in hotel rooms?
No.
Yeah.
Really? I love it.
You turn on, wait, what?
Yep, turn on the lights, I keep the TV on.
Yeah, I'm not paying that bill.
You mean like when you're going to sleep?
No. Like if I walk out of the room. I'm coming back, I'm just like, to me, it's like a wild adventure. It's like, well, I'm not in my own home. Like, leave the lights on.
I still turn the TV on. And I think it's just habit.
See, I leave.
I see a light switch by the door, I turn it.
I leave the TV on. Because once I find the channel that I know I'm more than likely going to be watching, I don't want to search for it again because this is not my service that I use.
Right.
So it took me a while to find it. I just leave the TV on.
I just need the noise.
Right.
Dude, you're right. I don't know why. It is a struggle, though, getting that TV.
Every time. Got to read the directions.
Here's the channel listing, as if that helps.
I know.
Yeah.
Now I know where I need to just plug 1, 2, 3, 4 out.
Right. And Miles is right, man. Like, ESPN's like 50-something. I don't want to start back at zero.
Adding a sliver of soap to the new bar.
What?
So basically, if you have a bar of soap and you wither it down to a single sliver, then you kind of fuse it to the new bar when you bring it over?
I have not done that.
I've done that out of laziness.
Laziness? No! Maximization!
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was maximizing stuff.
Damn right. Getting your value out, Ted.
Yeah, I wasn't being lazy.
Come on now.
Someone here says, siphon gas.
Not paying for porn. Another great Ted. Right. Honestly, I don't know why in 2025 anybody's paying for porn.
You have to be into some stuff.
You've got to really be into some stuff.
Like, there's just so much available. If you're like, I need to pay for what I'm looking for. Like, damn.
And then I'll leave you with this last poor people habit that's actually just smart living. We do it right here in this very office. The sauce drawer stays no matter what.
Oh, God. We have a sauce trophy, but yes.
It's the same thing.
It basically is.
Taco Bell, McDonald's, Jack the Box, whatever it is.
I just added Chick-fil-A sauces. Oh, what did I just throw in there? Earlier this week, too. Camera was like red pepper flakes and Parmesan.
Yep.
There you go.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was yeah.
Oh, that's
Papa John's.
From the
Papa John's.
Yeah, absolutely.
The party that we had.
Did anybody save that one garlic butter?
No.
Yeah, it's in there, yeah.
Is it in the fridge?
I saved it.
Yeah. Attaboy.
No, it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It's not really butter.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's like, did you refrigerate that movie theater butter?
No.
But I put it in the car because we were low on oil.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.